It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It certainly is the news. It's the WIA National News for week commencing July 13, 2025. This week, WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, and contest managers of both the Trans-Tasman and the Harry Angel, VK4SN and VK4UH. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4 Baker Baker.
We are VK1WIA.
Whilst we are in a new financial year for most members and affiliated clubs, the financial year for the Wireless Institute of Australia is a calendar year. So the WIA financials are prepared as at the 30th of December every year. These financials are then audited and presented at our annual general meeting the following year. We hope to announce the dates and venue for the 2026 AGM shortly. We recently had a fantastic offer from ICOM Australia made to all WIA affiliated clubs. My club, the Darwin Amateur Radio Club, invested in a new 70cm D-Star repeater and it will be operational later this month. We thank ICOM Australia for their offer. If any affiliated clubs wish to find out more about this offer, they are encouraged to contact me via email. See the text edition. The WIA hold a number of call signs and affiliated clubs are encouraged to write to the WIA if they wish to utilise these for any special events. Contact me if you wish to discuss. So this has been WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, in sunny Darwin. Now, back to you, Graham.
Australiana, and look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Super Drone. The New South Wales government is expanding a drone program for traffic monitoring, installing them at key points along major arterial roads where they can be remotely operated. The first locations to get drone-in-a-box units are the M1 at Moonee Moonee north of Sydney and on the Hume Highway at Narellan in the city's southwestern fringe. In a first-of-its-kind approval by the CAA, teams will be able to carry out beyond visual line-of-sight operations beside traffic travelling at highway speeds of more than 100 kilometres per hour. The drones will be fully supervised by pilots in a control centre and be equipped with extra fail-safe measures, approved flight areas and onboard diagnostics. Live stream from the drone fleet provides situational awareness of incidents that involve lane closures on these busy routes in and out of Sydney. And whilst with drones, hams in the Brisbane region are being treated to many a live stream, be it unwanted, of drone flights. And these are many, many a mile away from the VK4 RMG ATV repeater as they unknowingly transmit their video into said repeater.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. Leading this week's international news from Japan. On the 12th of June 1926, Japan Amateur Radio League was established by 37 members, and they sent out the following message, notifying establishment to the amateurs worldwide as given below. We have the honour of informing that we amateurs in Japan have organised today the Japanese Amateur Radio League. Please QST to all stations. In September the following year, 1927, the shortwave radio telegraph and telephone experimental station JXAX was licensed. This is considered the first amateur radio station in Japan. Therefore, it will be the 100th anniversary of JARL in June 2026 and the 100th anniversary of amateur radio in Japan in September 2027. JARL have decided to celebrate two anniversaries as a whole, bridging the period of 16 months. JARL is not intended to celebrate alone, but invites the radio equipment manufacturers, relevant organisations and radio amateurs across JA to join the celebration of these important events. And another anniversary, Korean Amateur Radio League, Hotel Lima 70 Kilo Alpha Romeo Lima. is the special event station commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Korean Amateur Radio League established on the 20th of April 1955. QSL via LOTW, but no paper cards will not be available. Much of the Federal Communication Commission's pirate radio enforcement may be focused on the East Coast, but that doesn't mean field agents are at work hunting down unlicensed operators coast to coast and in small town America. Case in point, the Enforcement Bureau has released a notice of pirate broadcasting to a property owner in the town of Sweet Home, Oregon. The FCC said in April its agents tracked an unlicensed station operating on 92.1 FM to a property owned by Sam Marshall and has given him 10 business days to identify the individual engaged in the pirate radio broadcast from their property, as well as evidence that they are no longer to be on the air from his property. Similar to letters sent to landlords in previous situations, the Enforcement Bureau says even if the building owners turn over the information, there is no guarantee they will not face fines themselves. This year, the inflation-adjusted maximum penalties for pirate broadcasting have increased to $122,661 per day. Amateur Radio Newsline has announced the recipient of the 2025 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year as Katie Campbell, Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Quebec Romeo. KE8LQR has been selected for her involvement in supporting young hams. She's helped plan YOTA camps, mentor YOTA attendees, led CW operations during the K3LR, IOTA Dave Coulter Memorial Youth DX Adventure, presented at numerous events including Hamvention, is an avid HF operator and more. New Zealand's RSM Radio Spectrum Management, similar to our ACMA, are, according to their latest business update dated July 2025, actively working on updating the public information brochures, PIBs. Of interest to us, visiting amateur radio operators, persons visiting New Zealand who hold a current amateur certificate of competency issued by countries participating in the SEPT recommendations TR61-01 or TR61-02 reciprocal recognition arrangements may operate an amateur station in New Zealand for a period not exceeding 90 days, provided they comply with the relevant clauses of the GURL for amateur radio operators. Visits exceeding 90 days, visiting amateur radio operators wishing to operate in New Zealand for a period exceeding the 90 days permitted under the GURL must apply in writing to the RSM licensing manager. New Zealand will recognise our Australia Amateur Operator Certificate of Proficiency advanced. Some 32% of global semiconductor production could face climate change-related copper supply disruptions by 2025. Quadrupling from today's levels, advisory firm PricewaterhouseCoopers PwC has said in a report for business leaders. Chile, the world's largest copper producer, already grapples with water shortages that are slowing down production. By 2035, most of the 17 countries supplying the chip industry will be at risk of drought. The last global chip shortage, fueled by a pandemic-driven demand spike that coincided with factory shutdowns, crippled the automotive industry and halted production lines across other chip-dependent sectors. Copper miners from China, here in Australia, Peru, Brazil, the US, Democratic Republic of Congo, Mexico, Zambia and Mongolia will also be affected, sparing none of the world's chip-making regions from risk, PwC said. And finally, weird and wonderful. Toilets on the air, go with the flow. My final story isn't exactly a news leak, but let's just say we really can't hold it much longer. Neither can Newsline's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Are you sitting down? Well, it's time to lift the lid on the news. Toilets on the Air is coming in August. If you happen to be in the New York City area that month, well, you gotta go. You just gotta go. The amateur radio contest was begun by George DH5GH at the Chaos Communication Congress, a hacker conference in Germany. It is making its debut in the U.S. at the Hope 16 conference in New York City in August. because Hope is a hub for hackers and innovators. Contest organizer Todd Mazursky, KE2AEQ, thought this venue would be perfect to launch a creative challenge to license hams there. Activators select designated restrooms on the campus of St. John's University to make the most CW, voice, and digital contacts with others on 2 meters and 70 centimeters. Now, let's be clear. Activators are permitted to sit or stand while they're doing their business while holding their HTs, but they must be outside the restroom doors and a few meters away. They can only go inside the bathroom to, go inside the bathroom for the usual reason. Yes, you heard that right. Bathroom breaks are okay. Now, that's a relief. Todd announced the contest on his blog. So did Thomas Witherspoon, K4SWL. It's posted on his site, the appropriately named QRPer.com. This is Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
For WIA National News, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Now, ContestWise 2025. Run and won. The Harry Angel Memorial Sprint, and for a contest designed here in VK4. Good to see not only the interstate participation, but the VK2 and 3 winners.
This is Kevin, VK4UH in Brisbane, and with Glenn, VK4GMI, we are the managers for the Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre Sprint. The Harry Angel is an 80-metre contest event, first established in 1999 to commemorate the life of Harry Angel, VK4HA, who at the time of his becoming a silent key at the age of 106, was the oldest licensed amateur in Australia. Now, the contest has three sections, phone, CW and mixed, that's phone and CW together, and certificates are awarded to the three top-scoring entries in each section. Place winners are also eligible to claim points towards the WIA Peter Brown Contest Champion Trophy. This year we received 36 contest logs, which represents a significant increase even over previous years. And this was surprising since the contest date this year clashed with several significant sporting events and, of course, a general election. I'm delighted here today to confirm the winners for the 2025 contest. In the phone section, first place, with a score of 52 points, was awarded to VK2 Mike Tango. Second place to VK3 Bravo Echo Zulu, and third place to VK4 Delta India. In the CW-only section, first place, with a score of 8 points, was awarded to VK2 Golf Romeo. In the mixed section, first place, with a score of 49 points, was again awarded to VK4 Mike. Second place to Victor Lima 4 Alpha, and third place to Victor Kilo 2 Echo X-Ray Foxtrot. The full breakdown of all the scores and entries is available in the text version of this news item and, of course, on the contest section of the main WIA contest website. The date for next year's sprint has been set for Saturday, May the 2nd, 2026. On behalf of Glenn and I as managers, the Redcliffe and District Radio Club and the WIA as sponsors, I'd like to thank everyone who participated in the Harry Angel this year and offer our congratulations to the placeholders. This is Kevin, VK4UH in Brisbane, contest manager for the Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre Sprint.
Thanks, Kevin. And great to see such advanced notification of the next Harry Angel Memorial Sprint. Well done. Now on IAUHF World Championship. The 24-hour IAUHF World Championship starts at 1200 hours UTC on Saturday and ends Sunday. During the weekend's IAUHF World Championship, five stations, GB0WR, GB2WR, GB5WR, GB8WR, and GB9WR are active on 80 to 10 metres, SSB and CW, and tested under field conditions. They are using the exact planned equipment for the WRTC 2026 event as a trial. The operating location, a cluster of sites within the grounds of the Euston Estate, Suffolk, England. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest, 19 July. Over to our contest manager.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, the manager for the Trans-Tasman contest. This contest is to encourage low band activity on 160, 80 and 40 metres in Australia and New Zealand. This year's Trans-Tasman falls on Saturday night, the 19th of July, only 6 days away. At 0800 Zulu, or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can start calling CQ. There are 3x2-hour blocks for you to chase contacts using SSB, CW, Ready or PSK. Choose from single operator with high, low or QRP power. For multi-operator stations, choose from single transmitter or multi-transmitter. Logging software used can be VKCL Logger or N1MM using user-defined contest from VK4SN.com. Both these loggers produce the Cabrillo format accepted by the VK Log Checker website, where logs are to be uploaded. Rules can be found on the WIA contest pages. Good luck in the contest, and I hope to work many of you. This is Alan, VK4, Sierra November.
Tara Alan. Yoda Contest 2025. Organised by the IAA Region 1 Youth Working Group in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society, the aim of the Yoda Contest is to increase youngsters' activity on the air, strengthen the reputation of the Yoda program, and demonstrate support for youngsters across the world. The next two sessions of this year's Yoda contest will be held 19 July, 29 December. RSGB Yoda contest, July 26 to July 27, mode CW SSB, bands 80, 40, 20, 15, 10 metres. Remembrance Day contest. This contest is held every year on the anniversary of the end of World War II, in honour of the Australian amateurs who lost their lives in wartime. Next contest, 16th and 17th August. Shine Little Light, Bridgerton Now. This year, International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend will run from 0001 hours UTC on the 16th of August to 2400 hours UTC on the 17th of August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. Oceania DX OCDX Contest. The Oceania DX Contest is managed by the Oceania DX Contest Committee. Info at OceaniaDXContest.com. The OCDX Contest is Oceania's only international-style contest, where contacts with stations all over the globe are able to participate. Oceania stations may contact any station for QSA points, whilst non-Oceania stations are required to contact any station in Oceania for QSA points. The contest runs over the first two full weekends in October and has SSB, CW and SWL categories. Now the DX window to the world. DX window, July. For year 2, DGR is active as AT-44I, Alpha Tango 4, for India, from Bharathi Research Station. He is a member of the 44th Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. The station was spotted recently on the 20-metre band using SSB. QSL AT-44I via the home call, which again is VU2 DGR. FLAD OK2WX will be active as JW0V from Longyearbyen EU026. Svalbard on 14-23 July. He will operate CW, SSB and FV8 on 8 of the 10 metres. QSL via I8, KHC and LOTW. Listen and look for VY2/K1ZN to be active holiday style from Prince Edward Island, 16-21 July, including participation in the North American QSO Party, RITI, 19-20 July. Mount Athos. SV2TOW is a Greek callsign issued to monk Posilopios at the .iel Monastery of Mount Athos. He still has to apply to the Mount Athos Council, which represents the 20 monasteries, to get permission to transmit from there. The process may take some time, but hopefully he will be allowed to be QRV as SV2TOW/A, using the equipment of the late monk Apollo. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with VK3GTV, Cole.
Hello, first up in Worldwide Special Interest Groups, it's astronomy and wireless weather. A newly discovered interstellar object is only the third such interloper to be observed in our solar system. The object is not expected to pose an impact risk to Earth, but is speeding through our solar system at about 245,000 kilometers per hour relative to the Sun. It's currently located just inside the orbit of Jupiter. It's uncertain at this time if the object, which will get a name when it's approved and published by the Minor Planet Center, is a comet or asteroid, but the observations so far have helped track the object's journey, indicating that it likely came from outside of the solar system, from a thin galactic disk. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. POTR activator dies in accidental electrocution. Trip Owens, N4NTO, is believed to have been electrocuted whilst working with an antenna mast during a Parks on the Air activation in North Carolina. N4NTO was an avid participant activating over 660 parks. Investigators determined that Ambrose Trip Owens was attempting to raise a temporary amateur radio antenna in the Chickara Cemetery, and the mast of the antenna accidentally came in contact with the power line. Hams on social media posted many condolences, remembering Trip as an avid POTR activator, particularly using CW with over 600 activations. Operating in the outdoors can be hazardous, and this is a timely reminder to be safety conscious. When using masts or simply throwing a wire antenna, remember, look up and live. Aussie Parking. The next quarterly POTR Support Your Parks weekend is Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of July, which is next weekend. Marty, VK4KC, has the details.
The next quarterly POTR Support Your Parks weekend is Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of July, which is next weekend. There will be many POTR activators operating from parks, forests, trails, beaches and rivers over this weekend. Yes, that's right. Our scenic rivers are now in POTR. The Support Your Parks weekend is a global POTR event, so POTR hunters, you may have a great chance to make contacts with activators all around the world. Mark, VK4 Echo Mike Papa, the POTR mapping rep for Queensland, has organised a meetup for POTR activators on Saturday the 19th of July at Red Beach on Bribie Island. Darren, VK6 Echo Kilo, is organising a meetup for the South Western Australia POTR group. For more details on these events, go to the POTR Australia New Zealand Facebook group and click on the Events tab. This is Marty, VK4 Kilo Charlie, POTR Administrator for Australia. POTR on!
Thanks, Marty. Well, as we know, the world is full of OTAs. Summits, parks, beaches, lakes, huts, bunkers, even volcanoes. But although you may activate, say, a beach to claim activity points and to give who you contact a fair go before you head out to your favourite spot, make sure that it has a registered ID. For those in New Zealand, or if you're working a ZL station from here, a website exists with map, ID, and all set out by type, so it's simply easy to establish IDs for your scoring. The website URL is as easy as finding the number, ontheair.nz. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, balloons. Record-breaking balloon launch attempt in August. On August 15, a unique balloon mission is planned by a Polish amateur radio team. This is being organised by the AstroLife community in cooperation with experienced stratospheric balloon operators and amateur radio enthusiasts SP5LOT and SQ5RB. They intend to launch a balloon from central Poland that will carry a scientific payload at least 40 kilometres up into the stratosphere. The team plan to equip it with a camera and transmitter that will transmit live images digitally during the flight. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW. Well, the attempt was made, and the goal achieved. Recently we told you of a young ham's goal to better his remarkable call signs and CW copy made last year. This new attempt was held at Ham Radio Friedrichshafen, where an estimated 11,600 guests from 52 countries were in attendance. Many of them were present at the Ham Radio Fair and celebrated the record-breaking moment when the 13-year-old radio amateur from Romania surpassed last year's achievement in high-speed telegraphy. As spectators watched, mostly in silence, Yanis, YO8YNS, achieved a maximum speed of 1,160 characters per minute for callsign copy, for a total score of 395,191, landing him in the Guinness Book of World Records. The crowd erupted in cheers and applause only after he'd finished and the announcement was made. Yanis has been practicing Morse code since the age of 8. Congratulations, Yanis. And another OTA, Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, Islands on the Air, SA078, Isla Fuerte. Members of the Association de Radio Aficionados Unidos, HK4RAU, have announced plans for a de-expedition to Isla Fuerte, SA078, Colombia, during the last week of July, including participation in the IOTA contest 26th to the 27th of July. Call signs to be used are 5KOT and 5KOC. And yet another OTA, Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers. YOTA, Youngsters on the Air, and it's over to Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. And a thank you to Richard, VK2SKY, for bringing an article about the Waveband Hack Club YSWS to our attention. For teens interested in RTL-SDR, this club helps bring them together. Craig Giles wrote to RTL-STR.com and informed them that Hack Club is a non-profit aimed at teaching teenagers how to code by building projects. Hack Club runs a variety of programs called YSWSs, or U-Ship We-Ships, which are programs in which a teen works on a theme project and gets rewarded with a prize following the theme. Waveband was a YSWS about RTL-STR dongles, where teens make a computer program that uses an RTL-STR dongle, and they get a V4 dongle and antenna kit in return. The intent was to get more teens involved in SDR and give them the hardware to do so through this program. The club has a clever interactive website that interested teens can go to and learn more. The club ran the program for a limited time from June 11th to July 11th, where they got a free RTL-SDR dongle if they submitted a program they've written that uses an RTL-SDR in a unique way. Keep your eye out for future projects that they run. For WIA National News, I am Alec, VK2MV, in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alec. Next up, Worldwide Special Interest Groups, VHF and above. Everybody to the Moon, or the Russian EME Contest. Back at the end of June this year, the first round of the most high-tech international competition of the Union of Radio Amateurs of Russia, SRR, was held. This on VHF, in which radio communications were carried out with a reflection from the moon. The competition is supported by the Ministry of Sports in Russia. Round 2 is coming up on July 26 to 27 on 1296 MHz, 2.3 and 10 GHz. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, video, ISS SSTV event with the AX4 crew, July 14. ARIS has relayed plans for a slow scan TV event to be conducted by the AX4 crew that recently arrived on the International Space Station. The ARIS SSTV event will begin no earlier than July 14, with the expectation that the event will run through the weekend into the beginning of the following week. This is all subject to AX4's schedule and other operational considerations. The subject will be the 40th anniversary of the STS-51F and 50th anniversary of ASTP, Apollo Soyuz Test Project. The first international partnership in space wasn't the International Space Station. It wasn't even the Shuttle Mir series of missions. It was the Apollo Soyuz Test Project, the first international human space flight with three crew members from the USA and two from the Soviet Union. STS-51F was the second SAREX flight and had the first use of SSTV in human spaceflight. Now you're up to date with the latest Worldwide Special Interest Group news. I'll catch you next week with more. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
It's a date. Now, don't forget, clubs are welcome to email text with their audio for this section. Just send it to nationalnews@wia.org.au and tell us what your club's up to. In VK5, it's the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society's big annual buy and sell, Saturday, July 19, Marion RSL. Sellers 8:30, buyers 10:30. Alara, their 50th anniversary, happens at Glen Waverley, July 26. And Redcliffe Car Boot Sale, August 30, at the Clubhouse, Kippering. So now, till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.